was told that the hydrology and hydraulic stage is within a 12-month programme, which limits the programme very much, and that public consultations will be held on the draft flood maps in September 2013 and on the draft flood risk management plan in January 14. So I know from inquiries made and from discussions with the people involved that this particular study, slow as it would appear to be, is very much alive and is separate from the other flooding investigation programmes that are going on within the county.
I'm sure you, as someone who's been campaigning on this issue for several years, are looking forward to being able to take a very close look at what's being suggested.
Well, the public consultation is very important because obviously the people who live in Raphoe and the people who are affected by the flooding will want to have their say and they will want to see the proposals. And if the public consultation and the draft flood maps come out as it is intended in September, then that will afford the people the opportunity to update themselves and also an opportunity for the people who are carrying out the risk management plan for to put forward their proposals to the public.
Would you be expecting these documents to be presented to the Eastern Order Electoral Area councillors before they're presented to the wider public? Because obviously, as well as yourself, Councillor McBrearty and others have been taking a very keen interest in this whole issue.
That may well be the route that they would intend to go, but public consultation must come from the public. This has to be led by the people who are most affected, and the people who are most affected are the residents of Raphoe.